First name D-A-N-A, last name S-H-E-R-M-A-N, date of birth 03-21-87, date of encounter 07-22-25, history of present illness. Patient works in an office and has been typing for many years. She has adjusted her workspace for ergonomics, but she's noticed that over the last month, her right hand's continually got more and more discomfort at work. She has tried to shake it off and go back to work typing, and then but the pain does come back. No numbness or tingling noted. Next paragraph, medical history, asthma, GERD, anxiety, depression. Next paragraph, social history, or surgical history, is partial or complete hysterectomy. Next, drug allergies to amoxicillin. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam, patient's awake, alert, and oriented times 3, no acute distress noted, EENT exams within normal limits, neck is supple with no lymph nodopathy, respiratory system is breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and untender, cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm, and skin's without rash or lesions, focused right hand exam, negative phalanx, full range of motion, deep tendon reflexes are within normal limits, negative tenderness to palpation, no edema, no erythema, no crepitus noted. Next paragraph, x-rays in office of the right hand, no fracture. Next paragraph, diagnosis, right hand contusion and right hand carpal tunnel syndrome. Plan, offered MRI, patient declined. Will write for Celebrex and advised a wrist brace and gave education on how to use it. Patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.